Oh, yeah, it's 6 o'clock Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-wores from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs for the next 2 hours. 855-915-WMFO, that's 855-915-9636. If you want to touch base, may go live in the second hour, I'm not sure. Anyway, tomorrow is the 59th anniversary of the day the music died. Richie Valens, Big Bopper, and Buddy Holly all died in a plane crash. I'll be playing songs that they performed or wrote, in the case of J.P. Richardson, Big Bopper. Won't be playing any originals, though. I think you'll like it. Otherwise, nothing special. Stick around, the usual train wreck. These are the Desperate Hours.
Hi, this is Robbie White from Silver Spring, Maryland. And I love listening to Alex and the Desperate Hours, because then I can steal all the great songs that he plays and play them on my own radio show. Thank you, Alex.
at 6:15 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. The station wants you to know that if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and drive. People die that way. This is a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Anyway, backing me up this week, the backing track for February, Sam Spence directing the Munich Symphony Orchestra, a track that was later called the Over the Hill Gang. It's off the NFL Films compilation box set, Autumn Thunder. And it's my favorite song out of the whole lot of them. So that'll be the backing track, taking over for Nelson Riddle, who filled in so ably and did such a great job with the Route 66 theme for January shows. Yes. All right. Okay, let's... Yep. There we go. I have to do this manually. I have to repeat manually. Anyway, let me explain away this first set of the evening. You just heard Rob Kirk and The Word do Girl Talk. Tractor was originally released on the Kuka label in 1967. I got off the compilation Garage Beat 66 Volume 4. I'm in Need. Came out in 2005 on Sundays. Before that, the Mark II did Confusion. Single released on the Y label, W-Y-E label, in 1960. Before that, Dave D, Dozy Beaky, Mick and Titch did Shame. 1967 on the Fontana label. The Makers from the 1994 CD on Estrus did They Call Me Black Sheep. Name of the CD was All Night Riot. And we kicked it off with The Liars and Someone Will Treat You Right Now from the AHS 2005 EP. Came out in 1985 on Ace of Hearts. Okay, as promised, we will do the tribute to the day the music died. Songs first performed by Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, J.P. Richardson, a.k.a. the Big Bopper, as well as commemorating the 51st anniversary of Joe Meek's death. These are the Desperate Hours.
each other, so their love could never be. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love that couldn't die. He couldn't swim the raging river, 'cause the river was too wide. He couldn't reach little white dove waiting on the other side. In the moonlight he could see her throwing kisses across the waves. Her little heart was beating faster, waiting there for her brave. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love that couldn't die. Running Bear, dove in the water, little white dove did the same. And they swam out to each other, through the swirling stream they came. As their hand touched and their lips met, the raging river pulled them down. Now they'll always be together in that happy hunting ground. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love that couldn't die.
Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
He'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty freezing. Pappy's corn squeezing.
Shh. White lightning.
Well, a G-Man team in the revenues too. Such is our place where he made his brew.
They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept a cooking.
Shh. White lightning.
My face turned blue. Lightning started flashing, thunder started clashing. Shoo, my goodness.
White lightning.
Well, a G-Man team in the revenue street. Searching for a place that remained is true.
They were looking, trying to book him. That they kept a cooking.
Shoo. White lightning.
He took one to blood and drank it on down. I heard him a moaning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty freezing, Pappy's corn squeezing.
Shh. White lightning.
Well, a G-Man team in revenue street. Such a far place where they made it free.
They were looking, trying to book it. Pappy kept a cooking.
Shh. White lightning.
Oh, yeah, it's 6:36 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Just heard George Jones in a song written by the Big Bopper, originally released on Mercury in 1959. I got his greatest hits thingy that came out in 1967 on MusiCorps, White Lightning. With that, Glenda Collins, a song that was produced by Joe Meek and written by Joe Meek as well, who died 51 years ago tomorrow. And I lost my heart at the fairground. I got off that compilation best of thingy, Joe Meek, The Alchemist of Pop. For that, the Flea Wreckers from the same compilation did Sunday Date, a track released in the UK on the Pi label 1960. Well, that's the Roulettes, another British band, another Pi release, this time 1962, covering Ritchie Valens and La Bamba. I got the compilation, Beat, 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 came out in 2001 on Sanctuary. Well, that, Johnny Preston, song written by the Big Bopper, Running Bear, came out in 1959 on Mercury. Well, that, the Real Kids, covering Buddy Holly and Rave On from the legendary first LP. And we kicked it off with the Rolling Stones and their version of Not Fade Away, which came out in 1964. It appeared on their Introducing England's Newest Hitmakers LP. Still looking for those bumpers. You got a bumper, you want to say something, you want to be a star, you want to introduce songs on the Desperate Hours on WMFO? Well, here's how you do it. All you got to do is mention the Desperate Hours, Alex, WMFO, and all their possible combination. Your claim to fame, or lack thereof, general geographic area or planet, in any particular order. Make a WAV or an MP3 out of it and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Anyway, burnt through 40 minutes practically. Let's burn through a few more. These are the Desperate Hours.
Like the other guy. JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Hello? This is Dick Cannon, private investigator. I'm in a very desperate situation. And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts. Over and out.
Your lips were so warm, but your kisses were cool. I saw those lipstick traces, baby. Did you think I was some kind of fool? I trusted in you. You asked me to. Yeah, I walked right in with my eyes wide open. Your letter you wrote me, it said, let's call it a day. It was good while it lasted, but it's better this way.
Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me just tell you what I just played. You just heard Helen Shapiro, a track that was originally released on the Columbia label in the UK in 1963. It was recorded right here in Nashville, Tennessee, under the direction of Don Law, the Elder. And I walked right in with my eyes wide open. I got the best of thing called A's, B's, and EPs. Came out around, 2003 on EMI. Hard to believe she was 17 when she recorded that. Anyway, before that, Joe Mathis did Short Recess, another Columbia release, this time in 1959 here in the States. For the Banana Splits theme, you heard The People and Well All Right. That was one I forgot to play during the Buddy Holly or the Day the Music Died tribute. They were from Ireland. A track originally released in Ireland on the Ember label, 1966. I got the compilation, Belfast Beat Maritime Blues. Came out in 1997 on Big Beat. Kwan Yong Devils before that and Pressure. An EP released on the Kogar label in 1994. And the Mojo Men kicked off that set with The Loneliest Boy in Town. Track released in 1965 on the Autumn label. This is WMFO in Medford, 6:56 p.m. Eastern Time. This set is going to take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show. I tell you, these were the Desperate Hours. Well, now you know.
It brings no lonely ones. And she says, get to know yourself, get to know yourself once again. You said it right that I should leave, and someone else with lies deceive again. And she says, get to know yourself, get to know yourself once again. Tell me where I stand as I stood. I changed myself as no one could. I came back to that lonely place so I could once more see your face again. Came and where once was no love remains. And she said, get to know yourself, get to know yourself once again. And she says, get to know yourself, get to know yourself once again.
Don't leave, linger a while, I need you so.